Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Joining us now, Director of Municipal Policy at the Show Me Institute, David Stokes. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Great to be on the air with you.
We saw that St. Louis considering restrictions on golf cart use. Some of those restrictions, you have to be 16 years old, have a driver's license, and travel at speeds less than 25 miles an hour, becoming a problem in some neighborhoods. What's your take on that?
Well, my take is that, look, in fairness to the sponsor of the bill and the proposals, these aren't especially egregious new regulations. You know, my point of view is generally not to support new regulations unless there's a really good reason for them. But some of these seem, you know, reasonable enough. Like, you should be, if you're driving a golf cart on city streets, you should be 16, and not parking them on sidewalks is another rule, and that's perfectly fair. And it actually turns out a lot of suburbs in the region have similar rules. But we're just paying attention to it now because it's the city. And I, you know, when I'm down in Soulard is where I see the golf carts the most of all. I know they're in other neighborhoods too, but you see a lot down there. So all that said, you know, I still remain to be a little more convinced as to the need for this. One of the members of the board who's opposed to it was quoted in the Post story saying he raised a couple of really good points. First and foremost, how are the police going to enforce these new rules? I mean, that's probably the best, most realistic argument against it right now. I mean, with the city being short hundreds of cops from what they need out enforcing more important laws, more serious laws, asking them to crack down on golf cart abuses is a bit much. And then, you know, I've heard in the Post, they had interviewed a lot of people about it, and, you know, they raised the same point I would raise. It may be fair now. By fair, I mean these new regulations. They may be reasonable now, but like so many regulations, what's going to come next? I mean, will they soon be having annual inspection requirements like a few other suburbs do? Will they be putting even more limits on where you can drive them and when you can drive them and who can drive them? So I think it's a very fair concern to say what's next with the next regulation if you let these first ones come into play. So it's a really interesting debate, and I love stories that take sort of ordinary things and put the regulation question right in front of people, because it's not some esoteric new regulation that's only going to affect a few businesses or something in this case. It's golf carts. Like, everybody knows what a golf cart is like. People get it.
Yeah. David Stokes is our guest with the Show Me Institute. David, I'll tell you what's next in this thing, and that is if they start making these regulations and rules against it, the next thing you know, the Democrats down in the city are going to recognize that these things also aren't licensed or inspected. I see taxation coming next, right? I see them making, oh, if you're going to have that on the road, you got to have a $100 license plate on there, and you got to have it inspected every year, and, you know, for those electric emissions, you know. But why aren't they enforcing all of these street gang motorcycles and ATVs that are flying around these neighborhoods at high rates of speed, doing their donuts, doing their crazy stuff? That's what they should be focused on. Why are they going after slow moving vehicles of people just going up the street to the market or to their local restaurant in their golf cart and taking up less parking spaces? You know,
absolutely. And those were the points made in the Post story by Alderman Shane Cohn, who seems opposed to these bills. He pointed out that many of the things being proposed here are actually already in law. Like, you know, you don't need to say exactly that a golf cart can't park on a sidewalk. Like, if you're blocking a sidewalk with something, it's already an ordinance violation. Right. And there's already state laws that, you know, you have to be 16 to drive these and the like. So, right. So you could just enforce current laws as they exist for some of these ideas, you know, maybe not all of the new regulations, but some of them. And absolutely, the tax question is perfectly fair. Is that next? Now you got to get the city required city golf cart plate at $100 a year and that annual inspection. I think the Post said it's Webster Groves. I hope I have the city right, that does require an inspection if you live in Webster and drive your golf cart around the town. It's not an annual thing. It's a one-time thing, in fairness to Webster. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Webster made it an annual thing going forward. So we've seen enough abuse of regulations at the federal, state, and local level around America.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To know that, of course, when they first come into play, they are often reasonable and modest. Yet they grow, and as you know, stakeholders get a hold of them and start to use them for benefits to certain industries or whatever they be. I'm speaking very general here, not just about golf carts, but people then take advantage of the regulations. Government grows them. They start putting in, you know, more fines and permits and whatever it may be. So all this stuff is perfectly legitimate. And then the final point there, well, what about the gangs of people on the dirt bikes that are creating all the damage and they're not stopping that? Right, like that gets back to Alderman Cohn's point. How are you going to have the police enforce these new golf cart regulations when they have so many more important things to do?
Well, you can't run from the cops on a golf cart. That's one thing. You know, you're not going to outrun them at 24 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I live in the free county of St. Charles County, and we right in Newtown, where there's, you know, every house pretty much has a golf cart. and it's just part of the community culture, and it's fun, and it's, you know, easy. It's open air. They are safe. We don't have golf cart accidents that I'm aware of, you know. And
that's private in a sense, though, right? The streets
I mean, it's public. No, they're city-owned streets. I mean, the city of St. Charles City has...
This may surprise you. I'm generally okay with these type of golf cart bans because I hate seeing these stupid things on sidewalks. If you're in a neighborhood and you're driving in the street, I have no problem with it. That's no big deal to me. But there's been times where I've been walking on the sidewalk and then a golf cart will come up behind you expecting you to move out of the way. I'm a jerk
on
about
On a sidewalk?
Sidewalk, yeah.
No. That's not
good. Walk and I don't yield. I let them ride slow behind me and fester in it. That's the stuff I don't want to see. Get off the sidewalk. If keep it in the street is okay.
Do you know what I've noticed, though, is that golf carts make vehicle drivers slow down. In other words, we can only go 25 miles an hour, and people fly through these residential districts
A lot. Neighborhoods.
But because there's so many golf carts in Newtown, it slows main vehicle traffic down significantly because they never know when a golf cart's going to come around the corner or be in front of them. So people do seem more cautious and slow in communities where there's a lot of golf carts driving around, which nothing wrong with slowing down mainstream traffic in a residential area, is there? I mean, just my two cents there. I'm a big proponent for golf carts, and I think it's fun. I'm going to start a T-shirt thing. Keep your greedy, grubby hands, government, off my golf cart. Exactly.
I didn't realize that golf carts can go over 25 mile an hour. I thought that for the most part, that was like the most they can go. But apparently you can soup these things up to go a little quicker.
I got a newer one. I set the regulator at 25. So, you know, if my grandkids my kids come in town, they don't go nuts on it. But you can get some of them to go, low 30s.
Well, David Stokes, by the way, with the Show Me Institute, if people wanted to look up your work, where can they go?
We got a lot of information on the question of regulatory abuse and regulatory overreach. For whether it's about golf carts or bigger topics, but not more fun topics than this. This is a pretty fun topic.
That's really
at
fun.
ShowMeInstitute.org, and people can follow me on Twitter at David C. Stokes.
Awesome. Appreciate you, David. Thank you, man, and all the good work at the Show Me Institute. Appreciate it.
Always great being on the air with you. Great talking with you.
Awesome.
You're telling me you don't see golf carts on the sidewalks where you're at?
No. Because we allow them on the streets. And so there's no, in fact, they actually have signs on certain cut through areas where a golf cart might be tempted to cut through from one area to another that say no carts on sidewalk.
Yeah.
And people abide by it. I don't ever see people violating those rules and driving on the sidewalk. They stay in the streets and they park appropriately. You can get way more golf carts in a parking area because you can put them in diagonally. You can get like three golf carts where one car would normally park. So when you're we're going up to the wine bar or up to, the market or the post office, whatever in Newtown, you can get a lot more golf carts parked around those areas than you can vehicles. So that's why
we have
ice cream. We have pizza parlors. We've got a great Mexican restaurant. We got a new sports bar that just moved in, all in the downtown Newtown area. So, and we have farmers markets on weekends and concerts, and people drive their golf carts up to the amphitheater. It's part of the culture in the community. And there's actually been talk at the state level to some degree of trying to put in golf cart rules and regulations, and of course licensing, and just another money grab by the government. So.
Yep. All right. We have another Buck Don't You Know What
you bet.
Coming up after the break on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.